Track 9, and it's on with the news. Teambridge stations join Railway 200 trail. Three Teambridge railway stations are taking part in a new stamp trail. The trail has been launched in Devon and Cornwall as part of the Rail 200 celebrations, which commemorate 200 years of the modern railway. Ticket offices at 23 stations across the two counties, including Dawlish, Teignmouth and Newton Abbot, will have special Railway 200 stamps. Free stamp trail collector's sheets are available from station ticket offices. All people need to do is visit participating locations, present their collector's sheet and collect the stamp. There are 33 stamps to collect and each one unique to its location. The trail has been put together and organised by the Devon and Cornwall Rail Partnership, a non-profit partnership between local authorities, the rail industry and the University of Plymouth, which works to promote and make the most of the two counties' rail network and especially the branch lines. Funding to make the trail possible has come from GWR's Customer and Community Improvement Fund. David Whiteway, Regional Development Manager West for GWR, said, "This initiative is a fun and engaging way to celebrate 200 years of railway heritage while promoting rail travel and local tourism, and was one of the community fund projects GWR committed to funding this year." Richard Birmingham, manager of the Devon and Cornwall Rail Partnership, said, "I very much hope the new stamp trail will lead to many people exploring our great local network to collect the stamps. What better way to celebrate locally the contribution the railway has made to the country since the first public trains ran in 1825?
NHS Trust wants your views on new strategy. Local residents are being invited to have their say on the refresh of Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's strategy. The Trust is asking people across its Torbay and South Devon coverage area to help shape its future by taking part in a short online survey. Joe Teep, Chief Executive, said, "Following the launch of the 10-year health plan for England earlier this year, we are in the process of refreshing our organisational strategy. We have already made great strides integrating health and social care, investing in digital innovation and building stronger community partnerships, but we know there is more to do. We want our strategy to be shaped by the people who serve and the people who deliver care every day. Whether you've used our services, work alongside us, or live in the area, please take a few minutes to share your views. This survey is a chance for people to tell us what matters to them, what needs to change, and how we can work together to build a brighter future for everyone in the South Devon and Torbay area. The engagement survey runs up until midnight on 7th of September. We ask local people to share what matters most to them, what they think the organisation should focus on, and how services can be improved to better meet the needs of both local people and communities."
Outdoor pool reopens after nearby gas work. Ashburton Swimming Pool reopened on Friday, the August the 22nd, just ahead of the vital bank holiday, after it was forced to shut due to gas works closing nearby roads at the start of the school summer holidays. The pool is running a slightly adjusted timetable until September the 7th, when it is scheduled to close for the season. The timetable includes morning fun swims, aquafit, an additional quick dip at lunchtime, and inclusive sessions on a Wednesday lunchtime for families who home educate and those with additional needs or social anxiety. Ashburton Swimming Pool trustees were devastated at being forced to close the pool on August the 3rd because nearby road closures linked to the Wales and West Utilities gas works prevented emergency access. The unexpected closure was an additional blow to the trustees who had battled to raise money to fix leaks in the pool ahead of the vital summer season. Ashburton's swimming pool, however, has used the downtime to carry out essential testing and to progress with the next stage of its fundraising and long-term sustainability planning. Ashburton Swimming Pool was one of two organisations to benefit from a substantial grant from Ashburton Town Council, generated by an increase in the precept earlier this year, which it used for essential repairs. The trustees said earlier this year that they were extremely grateful to Ashburton Town Council, the local community, and every individual who had supported them.
A Teignbridge fire station has welcomed a new firefighter to its team. Kira James has begun her career with Buckfastleigh Fire Station. A spokesman for the Buckfastleigh Fire Station said, "Kira works at Buckfast Abbey, who are great friends to the station and have supported a number of firefighters, allowing them to attend courses and emergency incidents, making our job protecting our community a lot easier, and we thank them for all their support." Kieran now embarks on a development journey where she will undertake a number of courses and training events, which hopefully will lead to a long and successful career. Kira's first outing was on Friday, the 22nd of August, volunteering to assist with removing the town's summer bunting.
Help shape the future of Country Park. Help shape the future of a beloved country park near Newton Abbott by completing a survey. Throughout 2025, Devon County Council is carrying out a visitor survey to establish what visitors think of Stover Country Park. The survey can be completed online. It should take no more than 20 minutes to complete. For more information or require a different format of the survey, contact the Stover Rangers office on 01626 835 236 or stover@devon.gov.uk. Have you enjoyed a stroll around the lake, spotted wildlife in the woods, or relaxed in the peaceful surroundings of Stover Country Park? The local nature reserve said in a post to its Facebook page, "We'd love to hear about your experience."